The debate over whether cell phones are actually needed in schools has been growing in recent months, especially after the provincial governments in Ontario and Alberta passed legislation to have the devices banned from classrooms. Saskatchewan has yet to follow suit, but Premier Scott Moe recently said it's been discussed. Cell phones have become a double-edged sword as they evolve, not just in the classroom but for society as a whole. They can be a valuable tool because they keep us in contact with those around us. They can be used by students for research during school hours. If used right, cell phones could be a real asset in the classroom. But they can also be a distraction. For teachers, their jobs become even more difficult when students have their heads buried in their phones. Parents will text their child in non-emergency situations during class times, even though they know when breaks occur. And the students text back and forth with their friends, often regarding trivial matters. Now you could argue that the students could be allowed to use their phones only for research purposes while in the classroom. But we know what would happen. Some of the kids would try to sneak a message off to their friends, which would lead others to try and do the same, and suddenly we're back to the same mess we currently have. We're better off just not allowing cell phones in the classroom. For those of us who are of a certain age, if we ventured into a classroom now, we'd have a hard time grasping it at first. There are so many changes that have occurred in the 21st century alone. These didn't happen overnight, they've been gradual. And they're going to continue to occur. Virtual classrooms, a concept that seemed unthinkable 35 years ago, and distance learning will continue to become more common, but most students will still spend most of their time in the classroom. During classes, the students' focus needs to be on the teacher and education, and not on where they're going for lunch or where they'll hang out after school. And it's not like the students are in the classroom all day. Those in elementary school have a morning and afternoon recess as well as a lunch break, while high school students have a break between classes which would allow them to catch up on their messages. If there's an emergency, then call the office, leave a message with the person at the front desk, and it will be relayed to the student. It was a system that worked just fine for decades. The discussion of whether a child under the age of 10 should have a cellular phone is a debate for another time. 15 years ago, some people were up in arms that governments were passing legislation to ban distracted driving. Now, many would have a hard time believing that you could legally pick up your phone and send a text message or answer a call while driving. Advancements in technology have allowed us to continue to access our phones while behind the wheel. When was the last time you actually heard somebody complain about distracted driving laws, other than from people who were stupid enough to text and drive? Granted, there's a big difference between texting and driving, and using a cellular phone while in the classroom. If we ever do have phones banned from the classroom, it won't take long to adjust, and in due time, we'll wonder why it took so long to enact this law in the first place.